This is the Composer's Datebook for March 30th. I'm John Zeck. By the time of his death in 1949, the German composer Richard Strauss was famous worldwide as the composer of operas like Der Rosenkavalier and tone poems like Don Juan and Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks. These operas and tone poems are so famous, we tend to forget that Strauss also composed symphonies, two of them, both written when the young composer was just starting out. Strauss's first symphony, for example, was premiered in his hometown of Munich on today's date in 1881 when the composer was just 16. That performance was given by an amateur orchestra, but it was conducted by one of the leading German conductors of the day, Hermann Levy, who would lead the premiere of Wagner's Parsifal the following year. Another noted Wagnerian conductor, Hans von Bülow, subsequently took up the teenager's symphony and also commissioned him to write a suite for winds. In short order, the young composer also dashed off a violin concerto, a cello sonata, and a horn concerto for his father, Franz Strauss, who's a famous virtuoso on the instrument. The American conductor, Theodore Thomas, was an old friend of Franz Strauss, and while in Europe during the summer of 1884, Thomas looked over the score for the younger Strauss's second symphony and immediately arranged for its premiere in New York City the following winter. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach for their clients' investment and retirement goals. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. For over 80 years, T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.